The push for prison reform is running into resistance. America's prison population is starting to decline thanks to big changes in how criminals are sentenced, especially for nonviolent drug charges.
Conservative states, including Texas, are leading the way in sending offenders to treatment programs and other alternatives that keep them out of jail. But that movement has its opponents. We heard about some of them yesterday on All Things Considered.
This morning, we're going to hear more from local prosecutors. NPR's Martin Costi takes us to a courthouse in Louisiana to hear why many prosecutors do not want to lose their options for sending drug users to prison.
The American criminal justice system looks nothing like what you see on TV. To see the real thing in action, hang out on the courthouse steps and catch up with a guy like this.
I'm John Lindner. I'm the chief public defender, and we're at the St. Tammany Parish Justice Center.
St. Tammany Parish. It's across the lake from New Orleans, and it's sometimes called St. Slammany. Lindner's heard that nickname probably too many times.
First of all, it's embarrassing. But what's behind it is that for years, the conviction rate was very, very high in the parish.
Part of the issue has been a demoralized and underfunded public defender's office. Lindner's relatively new on the job, and he's trying to change things, but that's easier said than done. Take the case of this defendant, shuffling into court in her prison stripes and chains. She's elderly and toothless, and she was arrested months ago for shoplifting at a Walmart. She's been in jail ever since, awaiting trial. Not that there's going to be a trial. What there is negotiations. Away from the courtroom, John Lindner explains her situation.
When she was arrested on the theft charge, she was already on probation for possession of a half a Xanax. A new conviction can cause her previous probation to be revoked, which means she would go to jail for the original sentence.
In other words, this woman could get 5 years, not so much for the shoplifting, but because of an old drug charge. That half a Xanax puts her lawyer in the position of a supplicant. While his client sits waiting in an empty courtroom, Lindner shuttles between the back rooms, pleading with the probation officer and the prosecutor to help him finesse the situation.
You know, you saw she's an elderly lady. She doesn't have any, you know, resources. I'm trying to avoid her going to prison.
And this is how most criminal cases are resolved in America, not with trials, but with negotiations between lawyers. That's been true since the 19th century. But in the 1980s and 90s, the plea bargain rate jumped above 90%. The increase was driven by the rise of mandatory minimum sentences, mainly for drugs. Louisiana State Senator J.P. Morrell says those drug sentences have given prosecutors an edge.
For a DA to have the ability to dangle over someone's head 10, 20 years in jail, that it provides them with tremendous leverage to pretty much get whatever they want.
Morrell is also a former public defender. He says there's a slang in his state for the way prosecutors wield this power. When a DA threatens to use your past drug convictions to multiply your potential sentence, people say you've been bitched. It's a reference to Louisiana's habitual offender law.
The whole reason why this exists is to get the easy plea.
But this kind of prosecutorial leverage is under threat. There's a bipartisan movement to reduce prison crowding by decreasing penalties for drug possession. States like Texas and Mississippi have already gone down this route. And Morrell is trying to reduce sentences now for pot in Louisiana. Even Congress is considering sentencing reform, and prosecutors are worried. This was the director of the National District Attorneys Association, Scott Burns, at a Senate hearing last fall.
Why now? With crime at record lows, why are we looking at sweeping changes? Why now? We are getting even smarter on crime with programs like drug court as carrots. Why would we take away one of our most effective sticks?
Prosecutors always insist that they use this leverage responsibly. John DeRosier is the district attorney of Calcasieu Parish. He and other DAs have fought the attempts to reduce sentences for pot in Louisiana. He says those laws allow him to put away serious criminals.
We have people all the time that we know have been involved in robberies, rapes, and murders. We haven't been able to prove our cases, but we're in court with them for second offense possession of marijuana. What do you think we're going to do?
That's commonly referred to as prosecutorial discretion, and it's an argument that drives drug sentencing reformers like Senator Morrell crazy.
If you're telling me that a DA has a discretion that someone could be picked up for marijuana 50 times, and on the 50th time, get a first offense, and another person can get picked up for 3 times and on a 3rd time be in jail for 20 years, that level of discretion should be terrifying to people.
But other people are happy to leave prosecutors this option. especially in places that are plagued with high crime. As more states consider reducing sentences for drug possession or decriminalizing marijuana, the debate can't help but take into account what those changes will do to the balance of power at the local courthouse. Martin Costi, NPR News.